You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. So, what can save you when you're hungry, in no mood to go out, or cook dinner at home? Right! Head over to Mom's. It's free. No, wait. Actually, I meant to say food delivery. Yeah, you dial the number you know by heart, place your order, wait a while, and here comes your food. Easy as pie. Pie sounds good. But have you ever tried to look at the situation from a delivery employee's point of view? One, they can't wait for you to open the door forever. The best thing they can do is to knock on your door two or three times and maybe call once or twice on your phone. After that, they have all the rights to leave. Their delivery schedule is jammed. 2. Like their job title claims, delivery people do just that, deliver. They don't have the authority to give you a discount or anything. And you do have to pay for extra dips. So there's no use asking delivery employees for free ones. 3. You've probably noticed that when the weather's terrible, lots of restaurants don't accept delivery orders and offer you a pickup order instead. The secret behind this behavior is simple. Most delivery people are young, which makes them less experienced behind the wheel. It's dangerous for them to drive in heavy rain, blizzards, or when the roads are covered with ice. 4. Your tips should be 10 to 15% of your order. Let's say you've ordered a lot of pizza for a party. It means that it's probably the only order during the delivery person's whole trip, which is very time-consuming. And if the tips are a dollar or so, it's really upsetting.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
5. But if you're a good repeat tipper, be sure that somewhere out there, there is a line of delivery employees fighting for you. Yep, right at this very moment. 6. If a certain restaurant tells you they don't deliver to your neighborhood, it's not some wicked plot against you. The problem is, it'll take too long to drive to your place, and all the food will get cold. Do you really want to microwave your freshly baked pizza? 7. Food delivery employees won't be happy if you open the door and keep talking on your phone. They know for sure that your conversation's bound to slow down the whole exchange process and delay other deliveries. It's good manners to put your phone down before greeting the delivery person. 8. If you order pizza, try to choose the toppings before you call. Pizza restaurants tend to be super busy, especially on the weekend. Operators get exasperated when customers waste their time. 9. The same goes for paying for your food. You know what you've ordered. You know how much it costs. The money and tips have to be at the ready when you're opening the door. 10. Food delivery people are hard to surprise because they regularly see all kinds of weird orders. If you think they'll judge you for your pizza topping choice, well, nah, they won't. 11. Pizza joints also get lots of bizarre requests. And one of the most common is to draw something inside the box. For some inexplicable reason, in most cases, it has to be a dino. If delivery employees don't have too many orders, they usually fulfill such weirdo requests. 12. Some customers call food delivery services and order food, but what they need isn't a hot dinner. One pizza delivery guy told a story when a man ordered a pizza just because he needed someone to help him haul his sofa upstairs. And calling in food delivery seemed less expensive than ordering specialized services. Uh-huh. 13. Your pizza place might have a pizza tracker. You know, the thing that tells you when your pizza is being prepared, when it's being baked, and so on. Many customers believe that such trackers run automatically, connected with some kind of countdown timer. In reality, each stage is updated manually, and sometimes employees overestimate the length of particular stages to make things look more smoothly on their end. 14. Food delivery employees sometimes make an impression that they would gladly chat with you at your door. But unless you're a loyal customer, they actually don't have time for that. They're friendly and nice, but there are always other deliveries on their mind. 15. Food delivery services know when children prank call them. Kids don't usually mask their voices well enough. And while the smartest of them block their phone numbers, most don't and can be tracked down. 16. Most delivery people work a lot, 12 to 14 hours a day. All they want at the end of their workday is to go home. That's why you shouldn't order food at the closing time and then get upset when you can't have your food. 17. Food delivery employees remember repeat customers who never tip. Of course, they would do nothing that could put their work at risk. But hold back on a tip, and your delivery will take longer than it otherwise would. 18. Another thing delivery employees don't like is credit card tippers. Yes, it's super convenient for customers. No need to search for some loose change. Unfortunately, it's also a direct one-way ticket to the end of the delivery line. 19. Try to be patient after you've ordered pizza. It takes at least 20 minutes to turn raw dough into a fully baked delight. Then, a delivery person also needs some time to bring it to your house. 20. Most delivery employees use their own cars to bring you the food. If something happens to their personal transport, they often need to use a rental car to do their job. On the bright side, and we are, their employers usually pay them for gas and maintenance. 21. Delivery people claim that the best tips usually come from middle and low-income households where people know what food delivery employees go through. The richer the neighborhood, the smaller the tips. Do you agree with this point of view? Tell me about it in the comments below. 22. Some people work as restaurant delivery employees as a second job. Flexible hours make it a convenient way to get some extra cash. 23. While your pizza is on its way to you, an accident might or might not happen. You never know. If it does, and the delivery person drops the box, they'll sometimes just shake it to make the cheese slide back in place. Of course, if your pizza isn't badly damaged. If the pie falls out of the box, though, no one will ever serve it to you. The delivery person will go back and get a fresh one for you. 24. You shouldn't order food delivery if you live just across the road from the restaurant. It does seem to be convenient for a food delivery person to drop it off. But in reality, this small detour will mess up the whole delivery process because an employee will have to walk your order over to you. Consider pickup, which is also cheaper. 25. Delivery people won't ever mention it, but they prefer you have your shirt on when you open the door to pick up food. Yeah. 26. Evening and late night shifts are the busiest, but make most of the food delivery employees working hours. 27. Delivery people like it when you treat them kindly. Hey, who doesn't? If you see it's pouring outside and the delivery employee is soaked through, don't leave them standing behind the closed door while you're getting the money. 28. Food delivery employees know a trick or two to make you tip them more generously. For example, if a customer has a dog, a delivery person can compliment the animal or play with it for a while. If they deliver pizza to a hard-working college student, they can ask about their exam, and so on. It's called personalized service, so rare elsewhere these days, so it tends to stand out. 29. Most pizza delivery employees wouldn't eat pizza even if it was the only food on Earth. Staff usually get free or discounted food from the restaurants they work for. That's why employees end up eating the same food for weeks and months until they can't see it anymore. I don't know. Is there such a thing as too much pizza? Really? Let me know your thoughts in the comments.